Harper Audio presents The Boneyard by Jefferson Bass, read by Tom Steckschulte. Copyright 2011 by Jefferson Bass, LLC. Production copyright 2011 by HarperCollins Publishers.
Part 1. Chapter 1. I held the last of the dead man's bones in my left hand. It was his skull, which I cradled upside down in my palm as comfortably and naturally as an NBA player might hold a basketball. As I searched for a place to hide it, I felt the tip of my index finger absentmindedly tracing the edges of a hole in the right temple. It was a square-cornered opening, about the size of a small postage stamp, and it had been punched by a murder weapon. A weapon I tucked into a tangle of honeysuckle vines a few moments before. The honeysuckle was in bloom, and its fragrance was an odd contrast to the underlying odor of death. Funny thing, I thought, how something that smells so good can grow in a place that smells so bad. Chattering voices floated up the hillside, growing louder as the people came closer. If I didn't hurry, I'd be caught with the skull in my hand. Still, I hesitated, turning the cranium right side up for one last look into the vacant eye orbits. What did I hope to see there? What meaning did I think I might find in those empty sockets? Maybe nothing. Maybe only the emptiness itself. As the voices drew nearer, I finally forced myself to act, to choose. I tucked the skull under the edge of a fallen oak tree, piling dead leaves against the trunk as camouflage. Then a worry popped into my head.